afternoon and welcome back to the Halloween edition of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today as we are each Sunday at noon with attorneys Eric Glazer and attorney Scott Shapiro of Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we are here each week to answer all of your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. And we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condominium and HOA questions. So give us a call right here in our studio. 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking the email, the show tab.
And even if you don't want to send us an email, you should still visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com. Well, you can learn lots more about each of us, write in your comments about the show, listen to all of our past shows, sign up for our free seminars at the Hard Rock Hotel, which we've been speaking about for the last few weeks now. You can click on our Facebook link and join in on our discussion boards, and you can also see who the show's sponsors are and visit all of their websites as well. And, of course, if you would like to call us and call the law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 877-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And you can visit the law firm's website at condo-laws.com. Again, that's condo-laws.com.
Well, last week we had the pleasure of meeting one of our sponsors, Body by Cruz, a total hunk. And there's lots of talk about our seminar at the Hard Rock, lots of good advice to our listeners about what their associations may need to be doing with their collections cases now that the banks have put their cases on hold. Well, guys, I know we have a lot to talk about today regarding Amendment 4, which is confusing, but anything special in store for our listeners on this Halloween edition of the show?
Well, let's see, Karen. How do we do a story today that somehow relates Halloween with condominium and HOA law?
Huh.
You know, for a lesser show, that might be a problem, but not
no.
for us here at Condo Craze and HOAs, right?
Hey, wait a minute. Right off the bat, some people may say, what could possibly be scarier than more frightening than actually living in a condo or an HOA? If that isn't the very definition of a haunted house, I don't know what is.
That is a great point, Scott, and there's a lot of our listeners that would be with you on that. But first, you know, take off that hideous Halloween mask. You're scaring people through the radio waves.
Not very nice.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay.
Yeah, hilarious.
He just didn't shave, that's
yeah.
all.
Well, on a more intellectual level, if we can, let's talk about a Florida law that says sellers of real estate and even real estate agents have a duty to disclose to buyers all known defects about the property that they're trying to sell. And that law was decided by the Florida Supreme Court in a case called Johnson versus Davis. And it even applies where the seller and buyer enter into an as-is contract. Now, that as-is language, it still doesn't relieve the seller or the broker of his or her obligation to disclose all known defects to the property. And generally, we're talking about things like having to disclose roof leaks, broken pipes, electrical problems, you know, things of that nature. But suppose we're talking about something different. Suppose the home has no structural problems. Suppose there's no mechanical defects. Let's say the house is in perfect condition, an absolute gem. However, the home was once the scene of a brutal crime. An ungodly, horrific homicide.
Oh, my God.
Do the sellers have an obligation to inform the buyers of the terrors that once occurred at the property?
Well, believe it or not, only two states, Alaska and South Dakota, require sellers to disclose whether there was a murder
really?
Or suicide on the property in the previous year. Six other states require the information to be revealed only if the buyer asks. But in most states, there's absolutely no law requiring the seller to disclose this information.
Yeah, amazing.
Well, I would want to know first, before I spent my life savings on a house for me and my kids, mm-hmm. call me superstitious if you want, but I would want to know if someone like Jason from Friday the 13th had been in the home before mm-hmm. me. Well, I would want to know if Casper, the friendly ghost, had lived there too.
Yeah, and I couldn't blame you. Well, there's actually two very interesting actual cases to talk about today involving, believe it or not, the sale of a haunted house.
Oh, my gosh.
And the first is actually a case out of New York where a seller of a home believed her house was haunted and even went to the extent of allowing Reader's Digest to write a story about the home. And in that story, she admitted to Reader's Digest that the house was haunted. When she tried to sell the house, however, she didn't disclose that the house was haunted to the buyer, and then the buyer tried to back out of the deal and wanted their deposit back.
And believe it or not, the appellate court held that the case that once a seller admitted and basically disclosed to third parties as like Reader's Digest mm-hmm. that a house is haunted, that seller is required to notify the buyer that the house is haunted. And because if she didn't, the buyer was allowed to go back on the deal and rescind on the deposit. In effect, New York's Court of Appeals found as a matter of law that the house was haunted.
And if you can believe it.
Yeah, and then if you know there's a poltergeist living in it, you gotta tell the buyer.
That's the law in New York, at least. And in another case out of Kansas, and remember, Scott, you know, Kansas was where Dorothy first met the Wicked Witch of the West. Coincidence? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so, yeah. All right, so this couple in Kansas, they bought a home in the year 2000. And they didn't know that a man had been bludgeoned to death and his wife badly beaten there with a baseball bat the previous year. The prosecutor who was assigned to the case, he's quoted as saying that the crime scene was so gruesome that blood was literally covering every inch of the place. And needless to say, when the buyers found out all the gory details about their new dream home, they were in shock and they sued the sellers to rescind the contract and back out of the deal. But Kansas law didn't require the sellers to disclose that the prior murder and the beating actually happened at this property. So believe it or not, the sellers had to drop the suit.
The buyers.
That's correct. The buyers had to drop the suit. Exactly. What do our listeners think? Should Florida law be changed to require that sellers have to tell their buyers about heinous crimes that previously occurred at the home? Or would requiring the disclosure basically make the home forever unsaleable, forever haunted? And would this simply add insult to injury to the sellers who may now get stuck in a home that they desperately may want to sell for obvious reasons? Let us know what you think here today. Call in at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. And Dracula, our switchboard operator today, will make sure that we get to hear. Yeah. We'll make sure we get your deepest, darkest fears about our real estate market and condo and HOA living right here. We'll discuss it on the radio. Again, 877-850-8585.
Hey, Eric, listen, I have no problem forcing sellers to disclose things like prior murders at the property, but I don't want to see the law expanded too far and require, like, full disclosure every time a wife throws a frying pan at her husband.
No. Yeah,
I mean, the real estate market is already depressed. Yeah, no, it doesn't need to become scarier.
Great point. I'm only talking about having to disclose things like gruesome murders and things that actually happened on the property. You also don't have to disclose things that you felt like doing one day to your husband or kids who wouldn't, like, clean up their room or throw their dirty clothes in the hamper. I mean, the whole disclosure form is only, like, one page, so you'd need a whole notebook if you were forced to disclose things you were thinking about doing. Again, 877-850-8585. And before we go to a break, big day coming up on Tuesday. In addition to the races for U.S. Senator and governor of our state, there are a few proposed constitutional amendments that are going to be voted upon. And none of them perhaps receiving more press than Amendment 4. And here to talk to us today about Amendment 4 is Leslie Blackner and Bette Willett. I think the best thing to do is we'll take a quick break,
yes,
and we'll come back and we'll get to each of them. Okay?
Very good. And if you're on the phone, hold on. We'll get to you as well. You're listening to Condo Craze and HOAs on 850 WFTL.
850 WFTL reminds you that Election Day is 2 days away. Hundreds of thousands have voted early. Now it's your turn. Tuesday, vote. It'll leave you feeling American.
Crumbling concrete, peeling paint, waterproofing problems? No problem. If you're a building owner or management company, finding solutions to your problems doesn't have to be painful or costly. Promax Restoration and Paint. Whether it's a perimeter wall or parking garage, balcony or pool deck, structural repair, waterproofing, and painting is their specialty. It has been since 1994. At Promax Restoration and Paint, they've seen and successfully repaired and painted just about everything when it comes to high-rise, mid-rise, townhomes, buildings of any shape and size. Yes, their clients have included Marriott, Hilton, Doral, and many luxury condos. But it doesn't mean that Promax Restoration and Paint is expensive. These clients have chosen Promax for their experience and quality workmanship, but also for their ability to offer very competitive pricing. So see their work and see what they can do for you at restorationandpaint.com. Promax Restoration and Paint. 800-624-9371. That's 800-624-9371.
Condominium associations are facing significant challenges today. And with those challenges come the need for special help from a special property management firm. That firm is Miami-based KW Property Management and Consulting, comprised of a team of professionals who are meeting today's challenges. Staffed by CPAs and long-term property managers, KW brings financial controls, budgeting discipline, contract oversight, and strong vendor negotiation skills to its growing portfolio of clients. They call it the KW Difference. The real estate market has changed, and so has the role of property managers. They're here to preserve the value of a valuable asset, your home. And today, that role involves strong financial controls and traditional property management responsibilities. Please visit kwpropertymanagement.com or call 305-476-9188. That's kwpropertymanagement.com. You'll see what they mean by the KW Difference.
Almost every large building project comes with headaches. Your contractor's a nightmare. The engineer's on a different page. There's problems with the municipality, etc. Well, no more. Call Florida Construction Project Management and say goodbye to the headaches. Florida Construction Project Management can oversee any condominium, hotel, office, or other large building project and get it done as you need it done. They have no affiliation with any contractors, engineers, or suppliers. They work for you. They'll inform you of the progress, keep everyone on the same page, and ensure you're not being taken for a ride. From getting the licenses, insurance, and best quotes to making sure everything's done to code and on time, Florida Construction Project Management will get it done. Why spend personal time getting headaches? Call 954-445-0862 or visit flcpm.com. Florida Construction Project Management. Finally, a company that can help. 954-445-0862 or flcpm.com. License number CGC 1513108.
Welcome back to the Halloween edition of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis here with Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro, attorneys for Glazer & Associates. And we also have guests in the studio. But before we get to them, let's go to the phone lines. And we're taking your calls at 877-850-8585. Ed has been waiting on the phone patiently. You're on the air, Ed, from Boca. Thank you.
Yes, good afternoon.
How are you, Ed?
I'm belong to a homeowners association in the subdivision of Boca del Mar.
Okay.
About 50 homeowners. I have a problem with the board. It's supposed to be a 7-member board. Currently, they only have 5 officers there now. And basically, they don't do anything. They, first off, they've announced that 15% of the homeowners aren't paying their $175 quarterly dues. They don't provide, this is year after year, no financial reports of income or expenses. There's no budget meetings. There's no meetings at all. When they do have an annual meeting, about 10 people showed up. And when I requested for these financial reports and information, they just ignored me. When I suggested that I wanted to fill one of the empty spots on the board, they said they weren't taking any more people on the board, even though 7 is required, and there's only 5 on the board. When I have also written by certified mail for records requests, they've simply ignored those records requests and not answered them at all.
All right.
Operate in this manner.
Okay, Ed, let me try to answer some of your questions there, because you raise a lot of points. Problem, generally speaking, and I can tell you a lot of people that live in an HOA would absolutely agree, there's a problem with the way Florida Statute 720 is drafted in terms of getting new blood on the board. And what do I mean by that? Generally, the statute allows for associations to retain the same board of directors each and every year because it allows the associations to have in their documents a requirement that a quorum of unit owners must vote in an election. And because it's oftentimes difficult to get a quorum of unit owners to vote in an election, the same board simply rolls over from year to year. So what I think would be a great idea is if the HOA statute was mirrored to reflect what the condo associations do. The condo associations, you have a valid election if only 20% of the eligible voters get to vote. So obviously it's much easier to change the blood of a board in a condo than it is in an HOA. Unfortunately for you, you're stuck, if you don't like your board, with the only way really to get rid of a board in an HOA is, besides actually voting them out in the election, is you have to do a recall. And, you know, recall, you still need 50% plus one of the unit owners to vote in favor of getting the old board out and a new member in.
The other problem is that no one in the community seems to care about what's going on. These unpaid dues by about 15% of the homeowners,
right.
They don't care. When I bring up these matters at the meetings, no one cares. Only a small percent even attend the meetings. And it's just no one cares.
Well, in this regard, again, your remedies may be limited. You know, again, to recall. Hopefully, the statute will be changed.
Well, I wouldn't get 50%.
Yeah. Well, then you may consider moving. I really don't know what else to tell you other than that. Okay. But got to grab the next call. We need to take Thomas, who's been waiting on a cell phone.
Hi, Thomas. You're on the air.
Hi. How you doing? I was looking for a particular style of house in New York. Antique colonials, and the real estate agent showed us two houses in close proximity to each other and then disclosed that they were both related to the same multiple homicide. The people went to the wrong house, killed the people in that house, then found the correct house down the street and kidnapped somebody from that house.
That's amazing. And what happened? Did you say
true story.
Were you trying to buy it?
We were looking for that particular style of house, so the real estate agent took us to both those homes because they were the same style.
And how did you find out about what happened? Was it disclosed to you by the realtor?
She did disclose it to us.
Great. Well, there's a positive call
from
in
New
favor
York.
Of realtors.
Yeah.
Well, New Yorkers, what do you want? They're a step up anyway. So.
Oh, please.
But no, that's a great call. Thanks for making
Thank
our
you.
Halloween edition even more relevant today. Really appreciate it. All right. Before we actually went to the break, we were talking about the importance of voting on Amendment 4 this coming Tuesday. And let's talk about Amendment 4 and what it actually says. It's a very, very short paragraph. Here's what the amendment actually says: that before a local government may adopt a new comprehensive land use plan or amend a comprehensive land use plan, the proposed plan or amendment shall be subject to vote of the electors of the local government by referendum, following preparation by the local planning agency, consideration by the governing body, and notice. And again, to tell us what this really means, we have with us today in the studio Leslie Blackner. Leslie is a longstanding member of the Florida Bar. She's also the president of Florida Hometown Democracy, which is the sponsor of Amendment 4. She's married with two sons and lives with her family in Palm Beach. Florida Hometown Democracy is a nonpartisan group that collected over 1 million signatures to get Amendment 3 on Tuesday's ballot. And again, we also have Beth Willett. And Beth Willett is the South Florida coordinator for Hometown Democracy. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
Fine. Thank you for having me.
Leslie, in simple English, can you tell us what's Amendment 4 really asking voters to vote on?
Yes. Well, Amendment 4 will give citizens, us the voters, a seat at the table, a real vote on future development in our communities. We believe that since voters have to pay the taxes to extend the schools, police, fire, water, sewer, and roads to all these new developments that politicians keep approving, we should get the chance to vote. Is a new development affordable for our community? We should get a vote since we're the ones who have to pay the sales and property taxes to support the new development. Even when new developments sit empty, the fact is that taxpayers still foot the bill for the infrastructure and services.
Yeah, well, it actually works the same way in all our condominiums and HOAs. The unit owners who live in the community wind up paying the tab for the empty homes in the community. But your opponents of Amendment 4, they keep screaming that this is going to give the voters way too much say on even minor zoning issues and that we should still leave those types of decisions up to the elected officials. What do you say in response?
Well, in reality, Amendment 4 is a simple reform. Here's how it exactly will work. Your local city or county commission will study a proposed plan change, hold the usual public hearings, and vote on the proposed change to the community's long-term master blueprint for growth. This is called the Local Comprehensive Land Use Plan. That's what they do now. Amendment 4 just adds one more step. That is that when your commission approves the plan change, the voters will then approve or veto the plan change at the next regularly scheduled election. And that's really it. Unlike what our opponents have been saying, no special elections are required. If you like the plan change that your commission has approved, then you'll vote to approve it. If not, you'll veto it. Amendment 4 will not apply to minor land use changes like rezonings, variances, or individual development approvals. It only applies to changes to your local comprehensive land use plan, so you won't be voting on every new grocery store, but you will be voting on whether somebody wants to convert open space to apartments or turn a residential area into commercial.
Now, Leslie, your opponents of Amendment 4 think it will absolutely stifle growth on any future changes in our economy, and it'll hurt our already fragile unemployment numbers. Does Amendment 4 really attempt to stop all future growth, or will it hurt our economy?
Absolutely not. The bottom line is that only the real estate speculators who insist on building outside the already approved areas will face a referendum vote. It's important for people to understand that there is tons of growth already built into these comprehensive land use plans. Enough growth, in fact, for over 100 million people, which is five times more than the population
we
have today.
Yeah. Guys, we got to take a quick break. We'll get back to all the controversy regarding Amendment 4. If our callers want to chime in on Amendment 4, again, give us a call, 877-850-8585. We'll be right back with Condo Craze and HOAs.
So, enjoy sitting around listening to Condo Craze and HOAs? Good. But when the show is done and you'd like to get in the shape of your life, get up and get to it with Cruise. Body by Cruise is the personal trainer of the area's best hard bodies. Their training and techniques will help you get results like never before. And Cruise makes it easy. If your home or condo has gym facilities, Body by Cruise comes to you. The hassles of signing up and going to a gym often don't pan out. So Body by Cruise trains in the privacy of your own home. Cruise has trained well-known fitness gems like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Click the website to see more. Bodybycruise.com. That's bodybycruise.com. Or call 305-766-6877. You can get in the shape of your life. You can get results. All you need is the proper training, motivation, and know-how. And that's what you get with personal trainer Body by Cruise. Click bodybycruise.com and they'll come to you. Or call now 305-766-6877. Ask Eric. He's been training with Cruise for over 4 years.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Do you pay condo fees? Did you know the master insurance policy premium can account for up to 70% of an association budget? Since 1934, Smith, Watson, Parker has built its reputation on excellent customer service. Because they are entrusted with the insurance for over 1,500 associations, Smith, Watson, Parker has access to more insurance companies than most agencies, allowing it to offer the most competitive pricing. Smith Watson Parker is also equipped with a commercial permanently installed generator, so they are up and running right after a storm. Smith Watson Parker agent Sean Virtue empowers board members and property managers with knowledge. Anyone can say that they will tailor a policy just for you, but Sean takes the time to explain exactly what is covered, translates insurance lingo, so you know exactly what you are purchasing. Call 954-815-9377 to speak with Sean Virtue about lowering your association insurance premium. That's 954-815-9377. Or visit condoinsuranceexplained.com. That's condoinsuranceexplained.com for the latest insurance information directly affecting Florida condos and HOAs. You deserve to understand what you're purchasing and only pay for what you need. Empower your association with knowledge, savings, and peace of mind. Sean Virtue has a solid history of lowering insurance premiums, which can help lower association dues. To learn more, visit condoinsuranceexplained.com or call Sean Virtue 954.
You're listening to South Florida's favorite news talk radio station. This is 850 WFTL, Fort Lauderdale, Boca Raton, West Palm Beach. Weather you can depend on from WFTL.
The South Florida forecast for this afternoon, partly sunny skies, could be a stray shower or two nearby with high temperatures mostly in the mid-80s and temperatures over the next several days likely running at least a bit above the average, especially at night. Tonight, low to mid-70s with a few clouds around, slight chance of a shower, and tomorrow partly sunny into the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 850 WFTL.
Halloween edition of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis here with Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro of Glazer & Associates. Guests in the studio, we're talking about Amendment 4 that gives you, the voter, a voice on development. And we'll just pick up where we left off.
Yeah, before we went to the break, Karen, Leslie was telling us that Amendment 4 really won't hurt future development because there's already in existence land use plans that's going to allow Florida to build far into the future. Enough, in fact, to increase Florida's population, if they wanted to 100 million people, which is, again, about five times more we have today.
Think about the roads. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Exactly.
So, Leslie, if you vote against the passage of Amendment 4, are you really voting in favor of the status quo?
Absolutely. The fact is that the status quo has been working for politicians and real estate speculators, but it hasn't been working for Floridians. And that's why fed-up Floridians like me started Florida Hometown Democracy. Out-of-state corporations that presided over the recent real estate bust are the ones that have poured millions of dollars into Florida to spread misinformation and try to deny us our right to vote on these crucial decisions. They're the very people who crashed Florida's economy with overdevelopment and reckless real estate speculation. Unfortunately, they've raised over $10 million to try and defeat Amendment 4, and that's why you're seeing all those ads on TV.
So all I've seen is the vote no.
Yes, yeah, they have raised a lot more money than we have.
Well, no question they have the backing of developers, no two ways about it. Again, we'd like to hear from our listeners regarding Amendment 4. Give us a call to studio at 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. If you have questions about Amendment 4, nobody better today to ask than Leslie Blackner, considering she's the one that actually helped draft the amendment.
Leslie, just quickly, where's the money coming from behind the Vote No campaign?
They've raised, you know, since the very beginning, they've raised close to $18 million to defeat Amendment 4. The Florida Association of Realtors has raised about $5 million. The big builders like Lennar and Pulte Homes that way overbuilt and were really very responsible for this real estate crash, they've put in millions of dollars. Unfortunately, believe it or not, those very companies that wrecked our local economy here, and in fact wrecked the entire U.S. economy, got huge federal bailouts at the beginning of the year, which is, and then they turned around and gave huge donations worth hundreds of thousands of dollars to the No on 4 campaign.
And let's contrast this, and where's your support coming from?
Our support is basically fed up Floridians. It's very grassroots. we are opposed by the power structure, the political class. The politicians certainly don't like Amendment 4. They don't want to have a check on their power. And the real estate industry, not everybody in the real estate industry, but the big speculators, the big building companies, they want to continue to do business as usual.
So it's a real David and Goliath situation, huh?
Totally.
Well, I got to tell you, someone like me, I moved down from New York, or a lot of us have moved down from the Northeast, hoping, at least thinking, that we'd be moving to a community that's a little less hectic, a little less chaotic than what we were accustomed to. I got to tell you, I'm here 20 years now, and the change is dramatic, and I'm not necessarily certain that it's for the better. I think, respectfully, there's been a lot of overdevelopment, and there's no two ways about it that because of the overdevelopment, we find ourselves in this situation financially that, unfortunately, we find ourselves in. Tons of foreclosures. So, I'm guessing at least Amendment 4 is trying to turn the tidal wave, against this insanity continuing now and into the future.
Yeah, it's going to stifle development. How about we sell the units that are out there right now?
Right, and then allow for future development. But, Leslie, let me ask you this. Rather than pass a state amendment, an actual constitutional amendment, can't the voters just do a better job of pressuring their local city and county commissioners to act more responsibly about their comprehensive plans?
Well, the fact is, Eric, that we've been there, done that. I'm sure you're sure listeners throughout this area in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties have watched commissioner after commissioner get arrested for land use corruption.
Oh, that never happens.
We don't know what you're talking about. You're way out of line. Yeah.
Too many of these commissioners are bought and paid for by people in the real estate industry. They depend on them for their campaign contributions. Many of them are in the business themselves. They just can't seem to say no to reckless, irresponsible overdevelopment. That's one reason why South Florida's in such a bad mess.
Yeah, I've yet to see commissioners tell a developer no. It just seems like it really doesn't happen. Developer wants to build something in a community. The local zoning board or the local commission just simply looks at it as, let's knock down an old building with relatively few units and put up a skyscraper because it's just simply going to increase
more
our
money.
Tax base. That's really what's been happening. And then the building gets built, developer can't sell it out, and it just leads to foreclosures and further depressed prices of condo units.
Yeah.
But let's take a phone call from Jan in DeLand.
Hi, Jan. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for having me. I wanted to thank Leslie and Pat for all they're doing for Florida and its citizens. And after we heard all the lies about the sky will fall in if Amendment 4 passes, I think it comes down to a simple question. Who do you trust yourself more, yourself or the elected official? Because if you trust yourself more, you have to vote yes on 4. Isn't that what it really all boils down to?
I think it absolutely does. That's a great point.
Thanks, Jan.
And the question is, yes, can you trust your elected officials at this point? Pick up today's paper. Before I do the show every morning, every Sunday, I should say, you got to read what's in the paper. And it's virtually impossible to pick up the newspaper today in South Florida and the front page of the paper not to have a story about some commissioner, some developer
who's bought and paid for
and resulting in yet another arrest here on either the federal side or the state side. So I think Jan raises a good point. Do we continue to put our trust in the elected officials, or do you trust yourself more? Do you think you're better determined than your elected officials are to determine, Florida's future land growth? That's what it boils down to.
And
I agree.
All this negative advertising, are you able to put signs up in condos and HOAs?
Good point.
Yeah, well, we can't match them dollar for dollar. Just absolutely no way. We've been grassroots the whole time. We have had signs. They've been stolen. And then we've been told, I've been told personally by several people who live in HOAs that their local HOA has told them no political signs, and Eric, I'd be interested in hearing about that.
Yeah, well, we get these types of questions every year when November starts approaching. Can associations prevent you from putting signs in your front yard? And the answer to that is yes, they absolutely can. So homeowner associations have the right to prohibit any signs in the front yard, not only of a political nature, but also if you want to sell your home, if you want to have garage sales, things of that nature, they can also do that too. When you move into a community, those types of provisions are typically found in your documents, in your Declaration of Covenants. So yes, it's disclosed to you beforehand, and yes, by moving in and accepting a deed to that property, you have accepted your First Amendment restrictions, for lack of a better way of putting it.
Bette said even on her car that that's part of her property.
Well,
right?
Yeah, I guess the question is, would that be considered some sort of commercial advertising? But I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I think there was a recent case not too long ago about someone who actually did that, who had the political signs sitting in their car, and a court ruled that it was okay. That did not violate the very specific provisions of the Declaration of Covenants. So you might, in fact, be able to do that and get away with it. Just can't put those stakes in the ground. Why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll finish up right here on Condo Craze and HOAs. Again, we'd love to get some input from our listeners on the topic. How do you feel about Amendment 4? You have any questions about it? Now's the best time to let us know.
Give us a call.
877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. And we'll be back in a few.
Right now, we're live on your computer. Bring up 850WFTL.com and take us along.
News, talk, at your fingertips.
Crumbling concrete, peeling paint, waterproofing problems? No problem. If you're a building owner or management company, finding solutions to your problems doesn't have to be painful or costly.
Promax Restoration and Paint.
Whether it's a perimeter wall or parking garage, balcony or pool deck, structural repair, waterproofing, and painting is their specialty. It has been since 1994. At Promax Restoration and Paint, they've seen and successfully repaired and painted just about everything when it comes to high-rise, mid-rise, town homes, buildings of any shape and size. Yes, their clients have included Marriott, Hilton, Doral, and many luxury condos. But it doesn't mean that Promax Restoration and Paint is expensive. These clients have chosen Promax for their experience and quality workmanship, but also for their ability to offer very competitive pricing. So see their work and see what they can do for you at restorationandpaint.com. Promax Restoration and Paint. 800-624-9371. That's 800-624-9371.
Condominium associations are facing significant challenges today. And with those challenges come the need for special help from a special property management firm. That firm is Miami-based KW Property Management and Consulting, comprised of a team of professionals who are meeting today's challenges. Staffed by CPAs and long-term property managers, KW brings financial controls, budgeting discipline, contract oversight, and strong vendor negotiation skills to its growing portfolio of clients. They call it the KW difference. The real estate market has changed, and so has the role of property managers. They're here to preserve the value of a valuable asset, your home. And today, that role involves strong financial controls and traditional property management responsibilities. Please visit kwpropertymanagement.com or call 305-476-9188. That's kwpropertymanagement.com. You'll see what they mean by the KW difference.
Almost every large building project comes with headaches. Your contractor's a nightmare. The engineer's on a different page. There's problems with the municipality, etc. Well, no more. Call Florida Construction Project Management and say goodbye to the headaches. Florida Construction Project Management can oversee any condominium, hotel, office, or other large building project and get it done as you need it done. They have no affiliation with any contractors, engineers, or suppliers. They work for you. They'll inform you of the progress, keep everyone on the same page, and ensure you're not being taken for a ride. From getting the licenses, insurance, and best quotes to making sure everything's done to code and on time, Florida Construction Project Management will get it done. Why spend personal time getting headaches? Call 954-445-0862 or visit flcpm.com. Florida Construction Project Management. Finally, a company that can help. 954-445-0862 or flcpm.com. License number CGC 1513108.
We're wrapping it up here on our Halloween edition of Condo Craze and HOAs and 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis again with Eric Glazer. and Scott Shapiro. And we have our guests in the studio talking about Amendment 4, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. And John from West Palm Beach hanging on the line. Go ahead. You're on the air, John.
Okay. I probably don't have the answer to your specific situation, but I do have a kind of a thought as to how we can stop the pay-to-play game.
Well, I'd love to hear
it. I don't care if you're running for office or if you're a commissioner. I don't like lobbyists. I don't like influence peddlers, but we'll always have them. So from now on, we'll say to them, yes, you may contribute to anything you like, but you may not specify who gets the money or what gets the money. In other words, Amendment 4 doesn't get the money. It goes in a pot. And we then determine by some form of the public voting who gets what amount of money to pay for what. For instance, you're running a campaign for the Senate. There's no outside money. Whatever money comes in, whoever puts it in, it goes in the pot. It's divided amongst the candidates, period.
Yeah, well, you got to be careful who would be in control of that pot. Obviously,
right.
if you're a Republican, that's you certainly don't want the Democrats controlling the pot and vice versa. So
that's why the public gets the vote on who gets the pot.
I think respectfully the way things have been going in the past year is probably the better way. And what do I mean by that? I think the local state attorney's offices and the local U.S. prosecutor's office have decided to step up to the plate and actually say, you know what, it's so out of control, it's so out of hand, that we're going to start making examples of a lot of people. I mean, Leslie, I'm sure you can tell us. I've seen it on your website, actually. Florida has been actually proven as the number one corrupt state in the country. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It absolutely is the most corrupt state in the union.
there were something like 70 different elected officials at one point arrested over the last 7 years or so throughout our state.
Not 70, 700.
700 more elected officials were arrested.
You can go to our website, and we actually have a YouTube about that. And unfortunately, many of these corrupt deals are traced back to these land use votes.
Right.
I mean, land use is politics, and whoever controls the politics controls the land use, and that's been the history of Florida. And with respect to the caller, I would say that what he's arguing for is some sort of campaign finance reform, which a lot of people are talking about. But the U.S. Supreme Court just ruled that money is free speech and nobody can control the money. The money is speech, and that's the end of it.
You're, by the way, Leslie Blackner. You're also the president of the Florida Hometown Democracy, the sponsor of Amendment 4.
Correct. And how? Let's take our next call, actually, from Eleanor holding from Delray Beach. Welcome to the show, Eleanor.
Hello.
Hi. How can we help you, Eleanor?
This is the first time that I've heard exactly what Amendment 4 is.
Right.
I have talked to several of my friends. Well, I've lived in Florida here for about 12 years, and I am disappointed at how things are progressing down here with the overbuilding. And I have talked to several people, you know, like here, you vote yes, vote no. And I even talked to somebody that ran in politics about a week ago, and he says, well, I don't know him. He said, I didn't know myself exactly what Amendment 4 is. You have to get the facts. And then I keep getting vote no, will ruin jobs. And now you're telling me exactly what Amendment 4 is, and most of my friends have already voted.
You mean by absentee
ballot? So I'm so glad I turned on TV today and found out exactly what this is, because I haven't voted yet. I will Tuesday, and I definitely am going to vote the yes.
There you go. Thanks for the phone call.
Thanks for telling me, and I'm sorry that I haven't heard about this before. Well, this information should have been out there for everybody.
Well, yeah, it's difficult to get that information out there when you're being outspent probably like 10 to 1.
Well, maybe like 100 to 1.
Right, exactly. So,
well, usually we're senior citizens. We don't sit around listening to radio all day. I mean, I'm sorry to say that, but I have been bombarded with phone calls, and I've just got another stack of the circulars, vote no, lose jobs. But really, what I wanted what you're telling me that Amendment 4 voting yes does. So,
Eleanor,
there you go.
Let me ask you this. Eleanor, where are you from originally?
Originally, Albany, New York.
And when did you get down here?
97.
So you're down here, what, about 13 years. What's your take
right.
on how the growth of South Florida in particular has transpired over the last 13
years? I am very disappointed. When I moved down here, I thought I was moving to something like upstate New York, you know, walk downtown Del Rey and see something, the outdoor cafes and a little space, a little green space. And since I've been here, there's a office building on the corner that I think that has parking for about 500 cars because they're office condos.
Right.
The traffic is horrible down here.
Well, Leslie, let
congested.
Me do...
Well, I'm glad to have the winter visitors, of course, but...
Leslie, let me do this. Let me respectfully maybe throw you a softball and say, if you're in favor of keeping at least a little bit of green space, is voting yes on Amendment 4 something you certainly want to consider?
Absolutely.
Not only
going
to consider it, I've been looking forward to this.
I got you.
Yeah, most of these comprehensive plans have green space provisions built into them, but you know, then the city commission comes along and just grants the plan change, and there it is. Developers look at it as an empty lot or a piece of green space as a building opportunity. And unfortunately, our city commissions just can't seem to say no.
Exactly.
And as I've often say, they hand out these plan changes like Halloween candy.
All right. Now, we're broadcasting from Broward County right now, and I was speaking off the air with Bette, who's been sitting here with us, and she mentioned that there's a lot of confusion going on here in Broward County because we're a charter county, and with respect to who needs to vote on what. Now, if there's a municipal change, Bette, a city change,
right.
Who has to vote on that?
Everything stays the same, even in a charter county, because it goes through the state law process. What happens is it starts out in the city, then it goes to the county studies it, it goes up to DCA in Tallahassee, and then it wends its way back to the city of the origin. For example, let's talk about Tamarack. If they wanted a golf course conversion, the developer and the city commission agreed on that, and it went through the whole process, and it came back to the city for the final decision. That's when Amendment 4 kicks in. No other time. So what happens is the next referendum in the city, in the general election, would go to it would go to a vote of the city, not the county. The county's already taken care of it in the beginning process. So it comes back to the city voters. County will not have to vote, the whole county will not have to vote on a Tamarack land use change.
So the bottom line is it's letting the people that live in that particular community control the destiny of your own community. Am I crazy or am I missing something?
That's exactly what you're doing. It's the people who live in the city whose taxes are going to be affected, whose communities are going to be affected, whose neighborhoods are going to be affected. Remember, development costs $1.40 more than it brings in for every dollar of taxes. So we want to decide, is this affordable or if it's not affordable?
So there's no question that there's a lot of developer money behind defeating Amendment 4. How do you plan on getting it passed on Tuesday?
What are we going to do, guys? How do we get it passed?
Well, we need everybody to go out and vote yes. Everybody needs to call everyone they know and tell their friends and family to vote yes. If you're sitting in a depressed condo or an HOA community, you need to go around and tell everyone to vote yes. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to break the status quo, break the grip that real estate speculators have had over local politicians.
If you do nothing but go vote yes on Amendment 4, even if you're disgusted with every other candidate and you can't stand even walking into the booth, vote yes on Amendment 4 if you do nothing else.
And guys, if our listeners want to find out more information, what website should they visit or what telephone number can they call?
www.hometowndemocracy.com.
Okay, guys. No. Thank you so much.
FloridaHometownDemocracy.com.
FloridaHometownDemocracy.com.
Okay. We wish you guys a lot of luck on Tuesday. And
yes, thank you.
Everybody have a wonderful Halloween. Enjoy trick-or-treating tonight.
Halloween.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. You too.
Sorry about those callers that are on the line.
And don't believe your condo. You're allowed to go trick-or-treating. Okay?
Oh,
don't
all
forget
right.
that. Right?
Good.
Guys, have a great week. We'll see you next week.